cross pin repeat, yeah. I haven't showed her any of that stuff yet, but I'm sure she's going to be interested. I would do that, like I said, over top of something steerable. I want to copy that beam that you got. I want to copy that so we can stack those and then play with co-phasing cables. Now, that DNA thing you got would be nice for setting them cables up. And that way we can do vertical and horizontal directional stuff and then use single sideband and not have to tap the system. But you sound all right. You sound real good.
Oh, that's cool. I was surprised. I kept thinking something was wrong with the doggone DNA when I couldn't seem to get a decent SWR out both of those antennas that came with this HT. And so this morning I ran and got a Baofeng UV5R antenna, popped it on there, and the SWR is really good. Crazy, man.
Yeah, they're really not as crucial. You know, look, you got something helically wound, and if you change what it's sitting on, then you're gonna change a little bit of the characteristics. So it's not gonna be a perfect science, but if you keep it down under like a 2-to-1, if there was a way that you could check the standing wave right from the radio itself, I think that'd be a lot more handy.